Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in this beautiful springtime is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
This hasn't been exactly the warmest of springs so far, but maybe by the time this airs, it'll be beautiful and lovely. What do you like to drink in the spring?
I tend to move from heavier to lighter in the spring, but I have to say, all of this winter, I have been drinking French Burgundies, white Burgundies. And I have taken such pleasure in them, some 2010s and some 2011s, that I want to continue that trend. I'd been off Chardonnay for a while, and let me urge everyone to go. You can get a $10 to $15 bottle of just Bourgogne Blanc. They are lovely, and they really capture the essence of apples and pears and spring flowers, and they're great.
Chenin Blancs, wine from the Loire, not just Sauvignon Blanc, but also the lovely Vouvrays, particularly the sparkling dry Vouvrays, are just
Chenin,
a delight.
Chenin just speaks springtime. There's something about the freshness, that little bit of chalkiness that just makes them perfect.
I also noticed recently when I went to the wine store that, yes, rosés are out again. Mm. There are a million of them. They're out there. And we are probably going to commit ourselves to trying a bunch of them in the near future.
And we'll certainly report on that.
And they come from everywhere. And they're such a nice exploration. They're not expensive. And they range everything from that eye of the partridge to a very, very flaming red color. And they range from really dry to almost bubblegummy.
Right. I think the thing to point out, too, with rosés is that we're seeing them from all over the globe. They've always been there, but they're becoming available to us, which is kind of neat. In springtime, I also am still drinking reds. I'm looking maybe for sort of lighter reds, Beaujolais, reds from the Alto Adige, maybe a little Valpolicella, the things that are not going to overpower more springtime foods. Foods like ham and salmon and lamb and the springtime foods can use a little light of red.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some Ornigan Pinot Noirs might be nice at this time of year.
Definitely.
Yes, that sounds like a nice thing. So make some nice springtime choices. Start exploring rosés on your own, and we will catch up to you, we promise.
And put away those heavy sweaters.
There you have it. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.